Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Picked a really bad time to start chewing the candy.
You got that old people candy, too.
I just told them at that desk, there's this desk that's got this cinnamon candy on it.
Goodness.
I just told them, next time buy the Brock's butterscotch candies. Because that's like the same grandma candy.
I hate going past that desk.
Oh, I love that desk.
They had the old people candy. Yeah. Who needs those cinnamon hard discs anymore? Nobody eats cinnamon discs.
I don't even know where you get these.
They're the same people. They had candy corn at Halloween.
I will give you the code word here momentarily. And I guess maybe we should do headlines first, so then we can laugh at some of our radio interceptions. Look, I'm telling you this right now. It is January 8th, 3:58. If you are in the mood at this very moment for hard-hitting sports talk, breaking down Tua Tagovailoa's chances,
you're in the right place.
You're not in the right place. If you're looking right now for a breakdown of tonight's Heat-Pacers game, I'm just saying you're not going to get it right now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you all this stuff later, but we're going to have a couple of chuckles right now. So don't text in, sports talk, please. I'm telling you in advance. I'm being proactive here. Go listen to a podcast or something.
I'll answer your questions on text machine.
Call your buddy. Have a hard-hitting sports conversation with him.
Call Solana.
No, I need Solana here.
Okay.
No one on this show has any sports knowledge. This segment. I gave you a little pause there, so if you needed to use that for a promo, you had it. I'm always thinking. I'm the thinking meme.
No.
Yeah. Let's get headlines real quick. I'll do headlines, then I'm going to give you the code word for 4 o'clock, and then we'll have a couple of giggles. Go ahead, headlines, Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Your Miami Heat, they're 26-10. They're in Indiana tonight to kick off a 3-game road trip. 7 p.m. tip-off on 790 The Ticket. That's from Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The Pacers, 1-point favorites tonight. And Justice Winslow will be available tonight, but Eric Spoelstra has said his minutes will be limited.
Okay, and Victor Oladipo, no.
No Victor Oladipo until January 29th. David Fizdale said he has no ill feelings towards the Knicks organization after they fired him earlier this season.
Okay.
Tom Brady posted to Instagram this morning that he has more to prove.
That's a lie.
I mean, he doesn't really have more to prove, mm-hmm. but I could understand him not wanting to end his career on a pick six either. that's a really awful ending. Like, even if you were Tom Brady, I should have asked this when Ben Volen was on with us. If you were Tom Brady and you were even considering retiring, you'd have to take it off the table, right? You can't end that career on a pick six.
Hawk, I've said this a number of times. Is it better to end your career on a pick six or a broken back or a concussion? Because sooner or later, he's this old and slow, somebody's going to catch him.
I got you. But if you're the greatest quarterback of all time and you end your career on a pick six, it's a weird way to end everything.
Wasn't Dan Marino's last game in Jacksonville?
Oh, I'm not saying it was a great game, but I bet it wasn't a pick six.
Just
couldn't have been a pick six.
No. OG might have celebrated.
Hey, a
somebody scored.
Someone had shirts to sell. All right, what else you got in the headlines there, Salandria?
The Florida Panthers will look to rebound from their loss to the Coyotes yesterday. They host Vancouver tomorrow at 7 p.m. And Louisville beat Canes Hoops 74-58 yesterday, the second straight loss for Jim Larrañaga's team. They'll host Pitt on Sunday from the Watsco Center.
All right. They need to get back on the winning track. The Panthers need to get back on the winning track. There's some winning that needs to be done. I've been so definitive that we are going to have playoff basketball and playoff hockey in this town finally, and now I'm getting a little skittish on the Florida Panthers.
I'm riding with the heat, no baby.
Oh, man. What else, Salandria?
Finally, contrary to popular belief, Squidward Tentacles from the popular show SpongeBob SquarePants is an octopus, not a squid.
I always thought he was an octopus, I guess. I didn't know that his
Squidward,
Squidward, but I didn't know that his last name was Tentacles.
Yeah, Squidward Tentacles.
Huh. Well, I learn something new every day.
Does SpongeBob have a last name?
SquarePants. I mean, this guy, you got to be joking.
That's his last name?
No. Are you joking?
Maybe his nickname.
SpongeBob SquarePants. This is the guy I'm doing the show with. You have weather there, Salandria?
Patrick's last name is Star.
Right, Patrick Star. Yeah. Mahomes.
Oh, I got it now. Sandy Cheeks, I got it now.
You got your fantasy lineup filled out? Go ahead. Weather, Solana?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Weird, because his name's Squidward, you know?
Right. You'd think maybe he's a squid.
But he only has 6 legs and arms. He needs 8.
To be an octopus.
Yeah.
So maybe he's not an octopus.
Varying species of octopi, you know?
No, they wouldn't be octopus because that means 8-footed.
That's an arachnophid.
No.
Isn't that?
It's a vertebrae.
No, 6 would be hex.
It's a vertebrae.
It'd be a hexagon.
No, but an arachnophid.
A hexapus. 6 is hex.
No, but an arachnid. An arachnid is what
it's
I meant.
It's a spider.
Right. They have 8 legs.
An arachnid has 8 legs.
But an arachnid has 8 legs.
But Squidward has 6.
Plays the flute, though.
Right. Is there weather?
Yeah, weather. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Tonight, the low will be an almost nice 68 degrees. Sunset scheduled for 5:45 p.m., a 90% chance of no rain, and that wind will be blowing at 14 miles per hour from the northeast.
No need to research. I just did this math with my daughter, this science.
No, you stay away from
triangle,
math. Stay away
quadrilateral,
from math.
Pentagon, hexagon, heptagon, and octagon.
It's heptagon, not heptagon. It's not heptagon.
You taking out syllables.
Somebody texts in, Marino threw a touchdown to O.J. McDuffie for his last pass. Like, that's an appropriate way to end.
He couldn't have.
Or was that just Dan Marino's last touchdown pass? Is that texter going, hey, his last touchdown pass doesn't mean that was his last pass?
Because the game was 62-7.
Oh, right. And the score had taken place in the first half.
No, sir. You're wrong.
Did it ended 62-7, yeah?
Yes, it was 62-7. Because the story is OG caught the only touchdown. And
right. And it was already out of hand.
Yes. Yeah. No, maybe in regular season, but no.
The Dolphins lost 62-7?
That's the Jacksonville playoff game, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the whenever we bring OG on and we talk about his celebration. So they were down 42-0 in the first half, and he catches a touchdown pass to make it 42-7. And he did in the end zone the big OG celebration. That's why Aronde Gadsden is so damn ridiculous. And then we asked him, why would you do that? The game's out of hand, like you're celebrating. And he reminded us he had that OG apparel line. And he's like, yeah, I needed to sell some shirts. The eyes of the world were on me.
I love it.
Squidward plays the clarinet, by the way, from all the texters, not the flute.
Same difference.
Did you give the weather sponsor?
I did not. For the best poker promotions in South Florida, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Come win your share of $350,000 in monthly high hand giveaways. That's more than $10,000 a day in high hands. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more details. Both Woodwinds, by the way, throwing that out there.
If you need more details, that's the website you need to check. Here's your code word. You ready? The code word, the Hockman and Crowder Football Frenzy. You can win $1,000. This hour's code word is sign, S-I-G-N, sign. Text that right now to 72881. Again, text the code word sign right now to 72881. This contest goes 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., so do not text me at 5 o'clock. What's the code word? I am telling you, I'm giving a lot of commands this segment.
I'm a little angry.
I'm telling you, don't text me at 5 o'clock and say, where's the code word? This is the last one for the day. Your next chance is tomorrow at 8 a.m., and good luck. Oh. Text the word. What happened? Yeah, that's the end. This signifies the end of the end of today's contest.
Oh, no.
Bob Greasy in there at the end. It's really great.
He makes anything better.
This sound signifies the end of anything.
Oh, no.
You have to put that at the end of our show now. That's got to end every show. This hour's code word again is sign, S-I-G-N. Text it to 72881. Your next chance will be 8 a.m. tomorrow. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. This is a national contest. Okay. Do we have time? Yeah, his commercial. So here is, this is a radio interception. We are not always perfect on this show, as you probably have come to expect if you're new to the show. Believe it or not, we sometimes make mistakes.
Yeah.
And we call them radio interceptions. And we have so many different examples of them. In fact, you know what? Can I play the Oreo dunking, twisting, sucking, licking? So I had to do a sponsor just to set up our radio interceptions before I play the one from Crowder that we have never replayed since it happened. I'm so excited to hear it.
Why?
I don't remember it that much. In my head, it's really funny. I don't even know if it is. It may be funnier in my head because of the lead up to it, because you kept not wanting to do it.
No. Because remember, we called the girls, the traffic ladies in to listen on,
it
and they fell in
funny.
The floor.
It was pretty funny.
Well, it's bad on my end. I think it's funny to y'all.
It's definitely not your banner moment as a broadcaster.
To get that snippet and send it out.
So, yeah, don't send that out for your Hall of Fame nomination.
The Marconiums.
Yeah, the Marconiums. Oh. So, but this is an example of one of our radio interceptions. This is back when we were doing afternoons on 560, and we were in the old studios. And I would do the sports flashes, and I had to do a sponsor read for Oreo. And I knew Crowder, with his 13-year-old mind, was going to find it to be silly because it says, well, you'll hear it. And I say it. And then I look at Crowder, and of course, he's laughing like a 13-year-old boy.
It's funny.
This report brought to you by Oreo Cookies. There's nothing like twisting, licking, and dunking an Oreo.
What happened? I wasn't listening that hard, but then you got excited. They doesn't say that on that paper.
I was laughing because I was looking at you. Hold on, I got to do this.
What you want to do to the Oreo, man? Tell him what you want to do to the Oreo.
All right, let me gather my thoughts here. Is the music bed out? This report has been brought to you by Oreo Cookies.
Tell him what you want to do.
Hey, tell him for me.
Ridiculous. There's nothing like twisting and licking and dunking an Oreo cookie.
Crowder came in to save me. Just play the beginning of it just one more time, because I knew, you can tell, I know that if I say this line, that Crowder's going to look at me with his little 13-year-old boy. Oh, that was sexual. Just listen to the beginning again. This report brought to you by Oreo Cookies. There's nothing like twisting, licking, and dunking an Oreo. I knew it. I knew when I looked at him. Because I was saying to myself, don't look over at Crowder. Don't look over at Crowder. All right. That's enough of that. So here's something that happened in December. You could turn that down. So here's something that happened in December. Crowder had to do a live commercial for an insurance agent.
Yes.
And now what?
I'm still holding on. I got the paper right here.
Oh, you do? Okay, let me see it. Let me see it. What was her name?
Her name was Hernandez. Joanna Hernandez.
Joanna Hernandez, right.
But I thought it was Henderson.
Here's so leading up to him doing this live commercial, Crowder, believe it or not, works hard on his live commercials because he doesn't feel comfortable reading them. So he sits there and he highlights and he puts exclamation points. Like they look like playbooks. I just riff.
They're color coded. I got them color coded.
Nothing's gonna rattle me. But Crowder, 3 days before he's reading this one, is telling us, "I don't want to do this one. I don't want to." And I don't know why.
I was shook.
But there was nothing different about this commercial.
You don't believe in energy? I was getting bad energy from this commercial.
So now Solana and I are like, you've got to do it. You've got to do it. And so obviously, as he's reading it, we're watching. We're hanging on every word. And now we're looking at each other because do we recognize right away that he's saying the wrong name? Like, I don't even remember how this transpired. We'll have to listen to it together. So the lady's name is
Joanna Hernandez.
Joanna Hernandez.
Yes.
You inexplicably.
I want her last name to be Henderson.
Inexplicably starts calling her Joanna Henderson.
Yeah, and then you're like, wait.
And then in the commercial, right?
I went back and forth about three
now
times.
Now he's just flip-flopping the names. I don't even know who he's talking about anymore. I don't remember exactly how this transpired because it was over a month ago. Fire that off. Let's see if we can figure it out together.
The holidays are around the corner, and I want to help get money back in your pocket today. Call our trusted insurance agent, Joanna Henderson, at Univista
Insurance. So already you have it wrong.
Call at 305-728-6404. Joanna and her team will help save thousands for all the customers. They save millions for customers throughout Florida on home and auto insurance. Give her a call today. That's 305-728-6404. Let her know that companies, she let us know that companies are lowering their rates now during this season. A lot of people don't know that. She told us, and we want to tell you that you have to give her a call. Policies that cover cars for just $100 per car, you can save up to 40% going with Joanna. Joanna Hernandez. You can save up to 40%. All kind of discounts she'll find you. Being married, you get discounts. Owning your home, you get discounts. The savings are unbeatable, and there are no penalties for switching your insurance company. And Joanna and her team, this is the best thing. She'll call your current insurance company, and she will get it canceled, and she'll get your refund for you. No need to wait. Call her right now. 305-728-6404. Mario called Joanna last week. She was able to switch him over from Citizens and Geico, and she saved him $4,000 a year. And she can do that for you.
Wait a second. Now you got my attention. $4,000.
$4,000, she saved Mario last week. Check her out with a perfect 5.0 rating on Google and join the thousands of satisfied customers that Joanna has helped out. Free quotes, up to 40% savings. Don't miss the savings and call Joanna Hernandez today from Univista Insurance. Call her right now. 305-728-6404. That's 305-728-6404. Or visit her online at joannahenderson.com. Save a lot of money with insurance expert Joanna Henderson. Call Joanna right now.
All right, we're going to do 15. This is still on the air. Yeah. You know what I'm laughing at, Solana?
Henderson.
Do you know what I'm laughing at? Is it Hernandez or Henderson?
I wrote it twice wrong, I think. I was switching it. They got to write these damn things for me. They give me bullet points. I get mad at other people. I was trying. See, Lou? See what happens, Lou? Call Joanna Henderson. Call her right now.
Which one is it?
It's Henderson.
All right. Are you sure?
JoannaHenderson.com.
All right. We'll make it up
Hernandez.
To her. Which one?
Hernandez.
You just were emphatic that it was Henderson.
I know, I'm yelling.
15 minutes of
Hernandez. Joanna Hernandez.
15 minutes of heat.
Save Mario thousands.
15 minutes of heat with Mike Inglis next on Hochman and Crowder. Somebody texts in, needless to say, Joanna doesn't buy airtime anymore. Have you heard a Joanna Henderson commercial?
sorry, Joe.
That is great. Yeah, we both caught it at the same time there, where Solana and I kind of looked at each other. We're like, didn't he say Hernandez just a second ago? And then he's flip-flopping.
Selling everybody.
And I think the website is like joannahernandez.com, but you're saying joannahenderson.com.
Hard to find.
When you paused in the middle is when you notice. You're like, wait.
Oh, bro,
was saying Henderson.
Then I was shook.
Oh, my God.
Then I started reading real fast. Somebody, I started going into details that didn't mean anything.
It's a great text. Can somebody please play Crowder's ED commercial with the 17-digit phone number?
He's gone, too. I had him calling Europe. 799-466-8641911.
So funny, man. All right. That was worth it. That
see
was
that shoe? Says Adidas. I can read. Set off the program.
Joanna Hernandez. And then at the end, he's like, Henderson.
I got yelled at by traffic. The sales team yelled at me.
God, it was awful.
I know.
Should we play another radio interception in the next segment? It is fun.
What we got?
My Pillow.
My Pillow. The best one is obviously the amputee. That one is.
It's hilarious.
That's the creme de la creme. All right, we'll do that one in the next segment. See if Joe Zagacki is going to be in studio at 5 o'clock, because maybe we can bring him in here, talk a little Canes. All right, here's a great New Year's resolution for you. We'll laugh again in the next segment, and then don't text me that you want to hear sports. Here's a great New Year's resolution. Spend more time at the Cheetah. Make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Yeah, for people that think that we don't do the commercials live, that's obviously an example that we don't, you know, yes. If you buy a live commercial, you're getting a live commercial.
Mistakes and all.
Make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. They don't just throw some, you know, sandwiches on a table and go, here's your free lunch. You order off a menu. You can get burgers, wings, salads, sliders. They do daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Got to check it out. See for yourself. Now, of course, you can plan on watching all the playoff action, the pro football playoff action this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at the Cheetah Clubs. Get your buddies together for the college football championship Monday the 13th, Clemson and LSU. Enjoy a dollar off Corona and Modelo specials, $100 bottle specials. Watch the game at any Cheetah Gentlemen's Club in Palm Beach, Pompano Beach, or Hallandale Beach. And then a note for business owners and poker players. You can get your poker face ready for Saturday, January 25th. It's the Rodriguez Charity's 5th annual charity poker tournament at the Seminole Coconut Creek Casino. It's sponsored by Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. You'll enjoy a no-limit Texas Hold'em at $150 per player. That includes a complimentary lunch buffet at the Fresh Harvest and a free gift bag. First place, $5,000. Second place, $2,000. Third place, $1,000. Plus Cheetah bar tabs, Cheetah VIP card giveaways, and more. You could register to play by visiting any of the Cheetah clubs, or you can get info on sponsoring it at funpokerday.com. That's the website, funpokerday.com. And if you want more info on the Cheetah and watching the big game there on Monday, check out their website at cheetahsofl.com. Quick break. We'll laugh a little bit more on Hockman and Crowder. By the way, Saturday, February 1st, radio.com and our radio stations right here in Miami present The Night Before. It's at the BB&T Center. It stars Zach Brown Band. So you got the biggest big game pre-party in South Florida. Grammy Award winner Zach Brown Band. Tickets are on sale now. Ticketmaster.com. They're going fast. The Night Before. It's a concert before the big game, whatever city it's in, and this year it's here. The Night Before is presented by Radio.com. And you definitely want to get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. The texts that come in when we play the radio interceptions always make me laugh. Literally just had to pull over before I wrecked my car from laughing so hard. LMAO. OMG, I'm laughing so hard I'm getting cramps. I have to pull over. Somebody says you covered tight ends better than that spot for Joanna.
Joanna got some love.
Somebody says, that was unbelievably excellent. Hall of Fame blunders. This was like a 70s Buccaneers game. Didn't your dad play on the 70s Buccaneers?
Yep, from worst to first. Randy Crowder.
I'm peeing, says one of the one of the texters. People love that. So here's this is the creme de la creme. This is the one that everybody always wants to hear. And this is the one that brings people the most joy while bringing me a fair amount of shame, because I actually fancy myself a broadcaster. I mean, this is what I went to school for.
Tom Brady threw an interception.
Yeah.
In the last this game would, playing a game.
If his last game for the Patriots was a pick six, this would be equivalent to me doing this read as the final thing that I ever do on the air. So back when I used to do the sports flashes, I think Zach Krantz was part of our show back when I did this. So we do the sports flashes. Eric Falero was our producer at the time. You'll hear me mention Falero here. I do the sports flash, and then I've got to read the sponsor. And you'll hear me talk through it there. I didn't read it in advance. Shame on me. This is how it transpired on the air. Florida Panthers lost last night. It was a crushing overtime defeat.
You can hear. I try to do this professionally.
Tomorrow night.
You know what I mean? Like, I try to sound like a sports guy.
They lost to Wake Forest last night, 96-79. Next up for them is Duke on Saturday. And the Miami Heat, they host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at the American Airlines Arena.
Here we go, everybody.
Tip-off is set for 7:30. This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley was 5, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the...
Saying to me, he's quit.
This thing has been sponsored by LifeLock and Account Temps for 3 weeks, and I had not looked down. So that is on me. And you can imagine my surprise.
Hell of a crossover.
Get it together. Valero, you usually give me a heads up when there's a new sponsor.
I know, but I was trying to get Chris Boussard on, so. You got a new sponsor.
Thank you. This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley... I'm not laughing at the story, by the way. I'm telling you, these things haven't changed for 3 weeks. And so, just imagine my surprise when I...
He's okay. He's okay. He's gonna be all right. Tell him what you want to do to that count, too.
All right. Here we go. This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley... That's wrong on so many levels. All right. When Marlon Shirley was 5, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the 100 meter in less time than it takes to listen to this. Well, maybe not this time.
Ha ha ha.
goodness gracious. Ooh. Well, that'll be about it for my career. I would like to make it clear, I am laughing at myself for not having read this in advance, not at the actual message.
Message is
on point.
Yeah, man.
This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley was 5, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the 100 meter in less time than it takes to listen to this. Overcoming, pass it on. From a Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. One of my greatest moments.
Oh, that's funny.
These are some of the texts. I'm laughing so hard my insides hurt. I turn on my radio. I hear someone snort. Now I'm sitting here laughing with you guys, and I have no idea why. That's the funny part of it. It's just contagious. You're going to hell. I get that text all the time when we play that one. How long is the, just out of curiosity, how long is the Bill Burr?
3 minutes.
Sherry's Berries. All right, let me sneak this in real quick. So, and I've done Sherry's Berries commercials. Every time I do that, and every time I play the MyPillow one, which we didn't have time to play, but people always used to text me, it reminds me of Bill Burr doing a live read for Sherry's Berries. Bill Burr used to be a writer on Chappelle's Show. He's a very popular comedian, podcaster. He sells out arenas. Like, he is legit big star. So he has a podcast, has millions of followers. So he does live reads on the podcast as if it was a radio show. And he was doing a live read for Sherry's Berries. He had not been, we call him in the business, an onboarding call. So if you're going to endorse something and you've never endorsed it before, you have an onboarding call with the client. I've endorsed Sherry's Berries a number of times, so I've been on a million of these onboarding calls where they talk about the strawberries and they send them to your house and you get to know the product and whatnot. So here is Bill Burr. He's out of the country doing his podcast. He is now reading a commercial for Sherry's Berries, and he can't believe what he's reading.
This might be my, the favorite name of anything I've ever advertised here. Other than One White Charlie's. Sherry's Berries. It says insert story when you've given or received the gifts. Well, I've been out of town. I haven't gotten Sherry's Berries yet. All right. Sherry's Berries. Since the end of the year is all about delicious holiday food, why not send an extra special holiday treat to friends, family, business associates, everyone you know. I've never met a person who didn't love Sherry's Berries. Send giant dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in Burr, B-U-R-R. For my listeners, double the berries for just $10 more. Berries are terrific and a sweet holiday gift. They also have delicious products such as Christmas cake pops, cheesecakes, and dipped pretzels. Here's the only way to get this special $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer. Call 866-FRUIT. I'm sorry. What the f*** am I selling? Did I approve this? This is ridiculous. Who the f*** is going to buy this? This is the funniest f***ing person. Christmas cake pops, cheesecakes, and dipped pretzels. Call 866-FRUIT, everybody.
It's not even a number.
I'm sorry, 866-FRUIT-0-2. Or even better, visit berries.com. Oh, punch drunk. Oh, please spell out the words. Oh, by all means, berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Burr. You got to see these enormous berries for yourself. I swear to God, this is the copy. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and tip in Burr. Type in Burr. Dip your berries in that. Don't wait now. Order some chocolate berries for the person in your life. Oh, I needed that. That was wonderful. I'm sure I'll get some complaints on that one. We need a conference call. Can't do it. I'm in Helsinki. Hey, you better buy some Sherry's Berries because I'm going to get in trouble with that read, and I'm not changing it because that was hilarious. Wiping tears away here. And my apologies to berries.com. I didn't look at the copy before I read that. I'm too immature to read like that. I'm sure you have wonderful chocolate-covered berries. All right?
He's doing the equivalent of "you're my boy" at the end of after you insult someone. I'm sure they're delicious. That's on me, which is exactly what I did with the foot. All right. That was courtesy of the Bill Burr podcast. So thank you very much. I hope you all enjoyed that. We still have an hour and a half left on the show. We're obviously not going to be able to top that, but we will do our best.
Are you good with money? Are you financially educated? Well, Dade County Federal Credit Union, they got your back. Dade County Federal Credit has 11 branches throughout Dade County, and they've been serving South Florida since 1939. They're also the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. Join the credit union today, and you get access to free money management and financial education services, and that's what you need. Don't go put your money somewhere. They just sit it up in an account. Let them work with you. Let them teach you. Let them educate you on the finances and that money management. That's what you need. And DCFCU, they offer so much. Savings, checkings, car loans, personal loans, mortgages, and the Dade Auto Desk. We all know the hassle of buying a car. The Dade Auto Desk is a free auto buying service that makes it very simple and efficient. And then there's the Dade County Federal Credit Union's Perfect Checking. It is in honor of the 1972 Miami Dolphin Perfect Season. And the benefits of the DCFCU's Perfect Checking is automatic debit card savings, automatic transfers from your DCFCU savings account when you make debit purchases, ATM reversal fees up to $10 per month, and identity theft recovery services. Applying for that card is easy. You go online at dcfcu.org/perfect. But we're all looking for financial freedom, and that's what DCFCU can help you out with. You got to find that financial freedom at Dade County Federal Credit Union. Go to fincu.com for more details.
You're welcome for all the texters that are texting in that we just gave them 40 minutes of hearty laughs while people are caught in traffic. So you're welcome. All right, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back, and we'll have some more fun on Hockman and Crowder. So on, I think this is BetOnline. BetOnline, which team will Tom Brady play for in week one of the 2020 NFL regular season, if not the Patriots? So take the Patriots out of the equation, because that would be obviously the big favorite, would be the Patriots that he'll return. What do you think? According to BetOnline, right now, online sportsbook, odds on favorite for Tom Brady to play week one.
This is hard. Without the Patriots, what, Chargers?
So they've got the Chargers as the second favorite. There's three teams tied at 6-1.
Oh, okay.
That would pay 6-1. The Chargers are one of them. There is a team that is a slight favorite over those three teams.
Hmm. Who's getting rid of quarterbacks? The Bucks.
So it's not Tampa. They're 9-1. It's the Cleveland Browns.
What, Josh McDaniels gets the head coaching job?
Right. So there would be a domino effect there, and the weapons are unbelievable. We had Ben Volen on at 3:00 from the Boston Globe, and he said the Patriots need to go trade for Odell Beckham. Yeah. We know Odell's not happy over there, even though he says he is and is fine and whatever. But he's like, yeah, the Patriots need to reload with weapons. If things go south with the New England Patriots and Tom Brady is looking for work, that happens to be a perfect landing spot.
Is it, though?
I think so, because they've got who's the tight end? Njoku?
Njoku, yeah.
I mean, he likes having a big tight end target.
He has that.
Jarvis, Odell.
Nick Chubb, they've got
a hell of a running game.
Kareem Hunt. They're loaded. But that's the thing, too, and as we talked about this through the last couple of days with Brady leaving Hawk, like, he needs weapons, but look what's been around him. Look, the structure of what Belichick's done.
I got you.
The craft thing. Like, I think
I'm not telling you that it works. I'm not telling you that it works, and I'm not telling you that he'd be happy. I'm not telling you any of that. But it does make sense, just on paper, roster-wise, that if the Browns could somehow, again, things would have to go south. How'd the Bulls end up with Dwayne Wade? They ended up with him because things went south with the Heat.
Yeah.
He had no intention of going to Chicago. They didn't have much of a roster, right? It was Jimmy Butler. That was really it, right?
Rondo. Ended up signing that offseason.
Rondo came after, though, didn't he?
Yeah, Rondo had a mutiny against Jimmy and Dwayne. Like, I mean, that was
like,
crazy.
He ended up in Chicago. Now, he had ties to Chicago, so it made some sense, and he had thought about going to Chicago when he was a free agent, the LeBron era. But it went south in Miami, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, okay, here's a landing spot. And that I could see transpiring. Tampa, I think, is a dark horse in this. I really do, because it makes so much sense to me. Warm weather.
Yeah.
And as an older athlete, that makes a big difference, I think. Now, yeah. He's played his entire career in cold weather. It would be nice to have 8 home games in Tampa.
Who's the 4 favorites or the?
So Cleveland is at 11-2, and then the 3 teams tied at 6-1 are the Chargers, the Las Vegas Raiders, which, by the way, makes a little bit of sense. First ever season in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Want to make a splash. They've got some decent weapons. Derek Carr probably could command something on the trade market.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's some legitimacy to that. And then the Carolina Panthers. Is my microphone, like, the processing changing here? All sounds different. They messing
the Panthers,
with
Matt Rule.
The engineers messing with something.
Solana. He's boxing us out.
He's boxing me out of the lane.
He can't get to the rim.
Las Vegas Raiders make a little bit of sense to me.
I did that so I can write it down and see where would Brady go and really see some continuity. Brady can't go to a place that say a meeting's at 7:30 and have the head coach walking there at 7:45 picking in his belly button. Like, Brady would go crazy.
Right.
He's used to so much structure. So that's why I lit up when you said the Raiders.
But he might be looking, I'm telling you, and I understand what you're about to say, but he might be looking for something totally different. Sometimes you go, I've never experienced something like this.
But you know how success is supposed to be generated. Like, if he just wanted to go somewhere else, pick your favorite city.
Right.
Like, where is Giselle and them? Doesn't he go to L.A.? Like,
right, it would make sense.
Go to the Chargers, because you just want to be around your family.
I think Vegas, though. Vegas, to me, makes some sense, because A, it's a great, fun city. B, it would be their first season. He could go down in history as the first ever quarterback for Las Vegas.
And Mayock and Gruden are going to do anything they can to make him happy.
Anything.
They'll give him his big money he wants.
I think so.
They'll give him that $40 million. They'll make him one of the highest paid quarterbacks.
Especially because the owners, like, they want to make a big splash in Vegas.
Brady I can see Brady. You know what it was? The tank for Tua thing. When we talked about it this summer, Hawk, we talked about it for every day this summer. And then we were 0-6, and it didn't feel that good.
Mm-hmm.
Where Brady goes and says, just, I need a change up. I don't want to have this dictator. I don't want to have another Belichick. I want to be, you know, equal with my coach. I want my voice to mean just as much as his voice. And if you're under Belichick, your voice does not mean as much as his. And then he gets to Las Vegas, and 3-4 weeks in, I don't have the answer to this. Belichick used to answer all these damn questions.
Again, though, that's aside from the point. Dwayne Wade went to Chicago. You know he wasn't happy. You know he wasn't happy.
He left.
He had that, like you said, the mutiny with Rondo. Like, he couldn't even be Dwayne Wade in Chicago.
Just got to go date somebody else.
He just has to
get some new.
Forget about how it ends. I think Vegas is a real possibility.
But he just
for if he jumps ship,
you think he really wants that experience of being outside of the New England Patriot organization.
I think he wants to feel loved. I think he wants to be the highest paid guy. I think he wants a lot of things that he had. I think there is so many similarities between him and Dwayne Wade with the Heat. They were joined at the hip. They never should have separated. They had the greatest symbiotic relationship. One person at the end didn't feel it was symbiotic, and that was Dwayne Wade. But Pat Riley and Mickey Arison would not bend over backwards for him. And it cost them a couple of seasons. It cost him a couple of seasons. we look back now and we know that it was symbiotic. And now they've announced a three-day celebration. He never should have had a season in Chicago or a half a season in Cleveland. I'm not telling you that Tom Brady wouldn't end up that way, because it probably is a symbiotic relationship, but he doesn't feel that way.
The Patriot pass, though, and this is going to be interesting to see. Vrabel, Adalius Thomas, Randy Moss, Vince Wilfork, all those people, all those people the Patriots loved. Teddy Bruschi, they cut him when his heart went bad. Big Ted Johnson, that big linebacker. The Patriots will cut you. Logan Mankins, I can go on and on. When you start to go downhill, when you start to digress, they will cut your ass.
Unless Bill Belichick knows that when Brady is done, I'm going to be done too. I don't have to worry about the future without Tom Brady, because you're correct in every instance there. And even Ben Volen, when he was on with us today, said Brady's looking for a longer-term deal. He doesn't want a one-year deal. He's looking for two, maybe three. And the Patriot way would be to say, I don't know about that. Same thing the Heat did with D. Wade. We don't want to give you long term. We don't want to give you big money. We don't know what you've got left. We think you're at the tail end. And it ends up ruining. It destructs what seems like a perfect relationship. I think they're so synonymous.
Maybe he wants to get his butt kissed, the Raiders.
Raiders.
I think you talked about
that. And by
the
city. By the city. Yes. Can you imagine? It's your first season with an NFL team, and Tom Brady says, I'm coming to be your quarterback? You're a hero like that.
Yeah. West Coast, close to his boo-boo.
Hey, is Joe Zagacki going to be in studio? Do we have any idea?
Yeah, I think he'll make it by five.
Maybe Joe Zagacki in studio in the next segment. Not that I have anything to talk to him about. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions about their bodies, their health, but how about a resolution for your home? Probably the most significant investment in your life. Now, right now, on January 8th, is time to start thinking about Impact Windows and Doors. So you take care of it now. Get it all happening, right? Get the ball rolling this month. So when hurricane season rolls around, when does hurricane season start? Like what, July?
May?
In May. So you get it rolling right now. So when hurricane season rolls around, you can actually relax, knowing that you took care of everything at the beginning of the year. So I suggest BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home. It's a great feeling when you have PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting your house. My friends Tom and Brett, it's not May?
No, it's June 1st.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I had a feeling.
He just lies
my
so
friends,
easily.
Oh, he's our meteorologist. You'd think he'd know. My friends Tom and Brett, are you disputing that?
June 1st and May, what's okay? Sorry, I was off by one day. I apologize.
No, that's off by a month. No, Jack, that's not off by a day. If you say something starts in May, you're not saying it starts May 30th. You're saying it starts in the month of May.
May and June 1st are basically the same month.
May and June 1st. First of all, June 1st isn't a month. June 1st is one day.
Exactly. I was off by one day.
No, you were not.
If May had 32 days, I would have been right.
You didn't say May 31st. You said May.
May and June 1st. I mean, come on. You're picking at hairs there.
I'll hit him. No, I go hit him.
You got to be joking.
I'm going to go hit him.
You wouldn't say it starts in June if it starts in June 1st. You'd say it starts in June 1st.
What?
Dan's confused.
Well, it doesn't even make any sense what he's saying.
Right, Dan?
That's exactly what you would say. If it's June 1st, you would say it starts in June.
Absolutely.
Nobody was asking Dan Day anyways. I don't know why we're asking Dan Day.
It literally doesn't make sense what you're saying. Anywho. My friends Tom and Brett at BNT Impact Windows and Doors want to extend their friends and family discount to our listeners. So through the end of the month, the end of January, they're offering $750 off any PGT windows and doors. So you got to make sure that your estimate is written up before the end of this month and you'll get the friends and family discount. PGT Impact Windows and Doors, you get them installed in your home, the house looks better immediately, and it is safer than your house has ever been. I'm telling you, when hurricane season approaches, because this happened for me last year, We got hurricane windows installed at the beginning of the year, and when hurricane season rolled around, we felt great. If you're a homeowner in South Florida, you just can't imagine how safe and secure you'll feel when you have PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting your house. So call them right now, BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Quick break, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour, next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.